From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Former WorldCom CEO Bernard Ebbers was convicted today for his role in the company's $11 billion accounting fraud. Outside the courthouse in New York, Ebbers' attorney, Reid Weingarten, said he would appeal the verdict.
I'm extremely disappointed. I know Mr. Ebbers and I know the evidence in this case, and I was extremely hopeful that he would be vindicated. And the fight continues, and if he obviously wasn't vindicated today, I expect him to be vindicated in the future after some of the errors made in the trial are remedied in the post-trial process.
NPR's Jim Zeroli has been covering the Ebbers trial and is with us on the line. Jim, the jury was in its eighth day of deliberations, and they convicted Ebbers of all charges.
Yes, the jury was out for quite a long time, and sometimes you couldn't help but wonder whether this was going to be a case that ended in a hung jury, as we've seen in some of the other high-profile corporate fraud cases like the first trial of Dennis Kozlowski of Tyco. But ultimately, the jury found Ebbers guilty of all of the charges against him, which were conspiracy, securities fraud, and seven counts of filing false documents with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Any response from Ebbers to the verdict?
Not really. He left the courtroom right afterward, and he was sort of mobbed by reporters, but he left the talking up to his attorney, who said he's basically very disappointed. This is certainly a really tragic comedown for Ebbers. You know, just a few years ago, he was lionized as a business genius, somebody who took this little long-distance company and turned it into a telecommunications giant. Now he's very likely looking at jail time. He's lost many millions of dollars, and WorldCom itself had to declare bankruptcy. It's out of bankruptcy now, but it's so eager to distance itself from what happened that it's changed its name to MCI.
At this point, do we have any indication from the jurors why they decided to convict?
No, none of the jurors would talk to reporters after the verdict. I suspect a big part of their decision rested on the government's main witness, Scott Sullivan, who was the chief financial officer. He was on the stand for nearly 2 weeks. Sullivan told all about the fraud that occurred at WorldCom. He said the company was having financial problems in 2000, and Bernie Ebbers began pressuring the executives to cover up what was happening, to keep the stock price from falling so much. So they started manipulating the books, for instance, by declaring line cost expenditures as a capital expense. Bernie Ebbers never denied that this happened. He just said it was all done by his subordinates. He didn't know anything about it. He had nothing to do with it. But in the end, the jury just didn't buy that defense.
What happens to Bernie Ebbers now? How long a sentence is he likely to get?
Well, he will be sentenced on June 13th. As to the length of the sentence, that's not clear. At one point, under the federal sentencing guidelines, it would have been relatively easy to figure out how much time he'd get, but the Supreme Court has struck down those guidelines. So the judge hearing the case, Barbara Jones, actually has a lot of leeway to determine the sentence, and we don't know what she'll do. He could get as much as 85 years. Most legal experts say it's very unlikely he'll get that much. On the other hand, Bernie Ebbers is 63 years old. He certainly could spend the rest of his life in jail.
Ebbers' attorney says he plans to appeal the verdict. What might the grounds be for such an appeal?
Well, Reid Weingarten today brought up several potential legal issues. He said there could have been, it should have been a change of venue. Case should have been heard in Mississippi, where WorldCom is located, instead of New York. He said there would have been, they would have had access to a lot more information and witnesses and so on. He also said he wanted to call several witnesses to the stand, including the former chief operator officer Ron Beaumont, but the government refused to give them immunity from prosecution, as it did with some other witnesses, and the judge also refused to step in and do so they didn't end up testifying. Weingarten says as a result, the jury never got to hear some really important evidence that might have exonerated his client. So that's one potential issue for an appeal. A lot of legal experts say that kind of argument has been used before without a lot of success, and in general, they say it's really going to be an uphill climb for Bernie Ebbers to win an appeal in this case.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jim Zeroli talking with us about today's guilty verdicts for Bernard Ebbers, former CEO of WorldCom.